May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for June 22nd, 2019. And I'm going to have a show today regarding the program I did recently published on the internet called Flashpoint in the Revolution, emphasizing 90% of the word global evolution. And I thought I'd begin with some cosmic weather. There's some very unique cosmic weather today. Going on with this is something that very few cosmic newscasters are reporting out there on the cosmic order of things. But I do this at the beginning of my show, sometimes more than others, and so this is going to be kind of the intro to the show that I go into today. And I'm referring to the high state of the web of consciousness known as the Internet of things. I'm not referring to the internet. I'm talking about the internet, the web of consciousness, sometimes called the Antahkarana, the web of light. This is the internet that is the heart nervous system of the personal and planetary unified field known as the holodeck, which is also known as the brain holodeck, you know, the energy field in between the hemispheres of the brain, from upper brain, lower brain, left brain, right brain, forebrain, rear brain. There's a field there that the brain accesses, and this is known as the holodeck. And it's referred to as the brain holodeck, but it's also understood the holodeck as the morphogenic field of consciousness in social networks. I go into this in great detail with links on my articles on the holodeck, on the collective social conscience and social networks that can be accessed and actually measured with different gradations, scales, three numbers in sequence. I've talked about this in former shows and how this works with accessing the web of consciousness with metrics that reference these three dimensions of consciousness in the brain, from upper brain, lower brain, left brain, right brain, forebrain, rear brain, and this model called Heartware that some of you have listened to the show before and read my articles that detail this process, that this is an understanding of basically the language of consciousness, the language of light of consciousness as consciousness, and how this relates to the internet of things and the realm of causal principles shaping the processes of consciousness and the evolutionary ascent of personal and planetary consciousness with effective sensory perception, also known as ESP. I mean, there's nothing extra about effective sensory perception when you have it. And the prime example of this is the rise of the divine feminine energies in the collective consciousness of global humanity. This is a subject that I've discussed regarding personal planetary astrology, psychology, what's going on at the cusp of Aquarius with the shift of energies into the, you might say, to the rise of the divine feminine energies in the collective conscience of global humanity, the rise of the divine feminine, which you might say is the pure intention for cooperative win-win virtues rather than competitive win-lose values, you know, the patriarchal values of, you know, we win, you lose, you know, winner takes all. It's moving at the cusp of Aquarius. We're moving into a check and balance on the inordinate love of power by way of the ordained power of love. And this is something that's going on as a natural function of the computer internet revolution, the instant everywhere interactive internet, which we're right on the threshold of utilizing this technology to access the internet, And so I'm referring to a process for involving and evolving our individual and collective consciousness with the process of culturing divine feminine principles with the process of culturing heart coherence. Now, this understanding of a heart coherence is actually a frequency of centered and connected harmonic balance that can be scientifically monitored with wristband energy sensors, actually voice voice prints that reference heart coherence. And this is a golden ratio algorithm of the heart rhythm when it's in the actual frequency range of compassion and joy. So we're talking about technology that has been developed, I've had a guy on the show, Dan Winter, twice now, who's explained the science and this technology. And it's really, this guy's really brilliant, Dan Winter. You can, if you do studies on Dan Winter and heart coherence, he pioneered this science and this technology over the last 30 years. And the guy is just really brilliant. So this is an understanding of, you might say, the fractal order of the holographic universe, the order of the universe, basically the quantum field. It's those who study this and are maybe familiar with the concept of the fractal order of the universe and the understanding of the holographic universe. And I've provided quite a few links on my articles over this last year that go into multiple videos on this subject, the understanding of how it's all in divine order, and the concept of coherence, heart coherence, is understood scientifically now as the foundation for mind congruence. In other words, there's no real mind congruence without heart coherence. And this coherence factor, there's an entire website with an amazing video by the Heart Math Institute on this understanding of heart coherence, and a little bit of the science, but more in terms of visualization of the energy fields around, you know, the human aura around the body, and how quantum science is now not only photographing the human aura with Kirlian photography, but can monitor it, and whether one is in the frequency of holy compassion and joy, you know, in coherence or not. And this coherence factor is like the fabric of the holographic universe. It's like the order of the universe in the fabric, you know, the glue, you might say, that holds it together is this coherence factor. And it's a harmonic factor that again, resonates with the frequency when you're centered and connected, and the heart rhythm. There's a certain rhythm of the 3-4 rhythm of the heart that they can actually tell. There's multiple ways, like I say, voice activation, voice prints, voice modulation can reference this harmonic, as well as biofeedback sensors that you can wear on your wrist. They'll actually show you when you're in this frequency range of compassion and joy or not. Now, the potential of this technology is quite profound in terms of the evolutionary ascent of global consciousness and how it can be utilized in interactive mass-to-mass communications models that I refer to as a model I refer to as heartware, an interactive universal interface for mass communications, utilizing what I referred to earlier as these three numbers in sequence, which can access an X, Y, Z coordinate axis, for again, from upper brain, lower brain, left brain, right brain, forebrain, rear brain, that is a function of the language of consciousness itself in the holodeck between the ears, in the field of energy, field of consciousness between the ears. And this, these scales, and I'm going to give a little brief overview of this so you can visualize it. I mean, the upper brain field, you know, the third eye chakra, the crown chakra, the upper part of the brain, is referencing, you might say, the spirit of the infinite and the eternal as it ascends and descends into the physical plane of the here and now. So you have this, like, vertical axis, and whenever you're watching a video or using this evaluation criteria, these three numbers in sequence, the first number on a 1 to 10 scale references from upper brain to lower brain. So you're watching a program and you're saying, you know, this is, if you're watching it and from your perspective, you're saying it's above you or below you, this 1 to 10 scale with ones on the extremes of the scale and you might say 0 in the middle would reference the scale from the sense of separation on the extremes to the sense of the 0 spherical consciousness or unity consciousness in the middle, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 to the center. And but using a 0 to reference this unified field of you are like being one with, like watching a video at any one moment. You know, you can, if you want to like resonate, you know, like I'm right, you know, one with this in agreement, you'd be put a 0. But if you were saying no, this is polarization, this program is either too bright, authoritative, and sophisticated, or too dense, dark, you know, and dimwit, whatever. You know, on the, you know, on a brightness scale from bright to dark, on a 1 to 10 scale, there was a lot of polarization, you'd put a 1, 5 would be halfway to being centered and connected, and you know, the 0 would reference, again, the spherical consciousness of unity consciousness. That's the first scale. The horizontal scale is like this white light of the infinite internal hits the prism of human consciousness and refracts into all the colors of the rainbow. And you've got one end of the spectrum is like the ultraviolet, and the other is the infrared. And of course, the red end of the spectrum, the analogy is like fiery red, emotional, and again, the subliminal effects of colors on consciousness. You take the color spectrum, and there are different frequencies as relates to different types of consciousness. So the red is a very active, stimulating consciousness. And it's like taking the Star Trek metaphor. It's like Scotty in Star Trek. You know, he gets real emotional and he becomes less reasonable. Well, the opposite end of the spectrum would be like Spock in Star Trek. You know, like the wishy-washy person that can rationalize anything with their intellect. Of course, Spock wasn't wishy-washy. He was just all intellectual. There wasn't the emotion there. I mean, he did have, I think it was a human mother, so he had some emotion, but the balance in the color spectrum, you might say, is yellow and green, which is in angstrom units right in the middle of the color spectrum. And yellow is the brightest color of all colors perceptually, and green is the chlorophyll color, you know, for assimilation of light with photosynthesis into energy. So in the middle of the color spectrum of the Star Trek metaphor, you would have Captain Kirk. You know, he's like he's mediating between Spock and Scotty to give a perspective on, you know, like on a real time, you know, command and control situation from a balanced perspective in the middle, in an archetypally balanced perspective in the middle of the spectrum. So again, you could, if you're watching a video and you're using that second number scale, you're saying, well, the program's too emotional, not intellectual enough. In other words, if there's polarization there, you would have ones, you'd use the ones. If it's halfway to being centered and connected, you'd use like the fives. And if you're saying you're really one with the feeling and the thinking, and again, we think in images and symbols of associative feeling, which is a combination of left brain linear and right brain nonlinear frames of reference, and if that is balanced, you can give your affirmation or your confirmation of, you know, the balance by putting the second number would be like a 0 or a 9, you know, which is to say it's you're really congruent with the meaning of a program, a video, or an article that you're evaluating on a real-time basis. And this is the idea of how you can have 100 or 1,000 or a million people respond to the same program at the same time without creating noise, because they're using these three numbers in sequence to create a dot and a cube, and you got like a little 3D graphic on your computer down in a screen in the corner where you can actually see a unified field of dots, the people that responded at different points of a program, and then how they responded, seeing how the collective consciousness comes together with a field of dots, and where your dot is, you know, like a blinking red dot, how that represents your consciousness as a function of the, you know, is related to the field of dots and how other people are evaluating it at that time. Of course, the idea of this is what's called information's ecology, a recycling of general knowledge to generate specific wisdom. You know, how you could have people then originate a new YouTube video referencing where people are responding and how at different contexts and with different meaning at different parts of a program, and how the collective consciousness is coming together for unity and diversity or not, which is the whole idea of, you know, freedom of assembly being upgraded with a unified field concept of consciousness and evaluation criteria that is actually referencing the universal archetypes of consciousness and the processes of consciousness within the holodeck. So this is like a gateway to the internet. We have the internet, and we have the computer internet revolution that integrates hardware, software, and netware, and then we have the understanding of the integration of hardware, software, and network to provide a universal interface for global interaction to, you know, and this idea of a gateway or a portal to the internet so that our freedoms of speech, assembly, petition, government can be upgraded in social networks with the idea of culturing social conscience, conscience with a capital C, as in collective conscience with the heart, you know, hardware. So the integration of hardware, software, and netware with hardware can define and refine the next big phase of the computer internet revolution, which will again be a process for culturing social conscience in our individual and collective social networks. So I've wanted to give this introduction. Again, I've given it numerous times in different shows because with spaced repetition, some people can hear it the first time and comprehend that there's an evolution going on with technology. And this evolution will, the natural evolution as far as integration of the components, you might say, to the capstone, conscience with a capital C again, is the utilization of these technologies of communications, you know, to represent and involve the language of consciousness, the language of light as consciousness, again, brightness, scale, color spectrum. And that third dimension would be, you know, patterning of brightness and color, you know, like black and white photography will give you the picture, you know, pattern recognition. Color photography will bring in, you know, the effects of color on in consciousness for more of a realistic, you know, full spectrum coloring of different frequencies that come into the picture. But the patterning of brightness and color form an image, which you might say is meaningful, meaningless. And this is like forebrain, rear brain dimension. You know, the rear brain, the back of the brain is, deals more with hindsight, and they know that the frontal cortex of the brain deals more with foresight. And personally, I have more experience with foresight because I had a skull fracture and concussion in my youth, and the back of my brain was damaged. So with neuroplasticity of the brain, my brain is compensated at an early age with more foresight, and I developed the ability to see the pattern recognition with the creative process and to see where trendings into the future. And I became more future-oriented, where things were going rather than where we're coming from. Now, the language of consciousness, you know, with the different ways of perceiving time, there are archetypal ways that different people perceive time differently that follow the language of consciousness and the archetypes of consciousness that Carl Jung, father of modern psychology, got into. And I have a website on this that goes into great detail on this understanding of future memory, different ways of people see the future and the past, and different ways, in archetypal ways, of people just how they perceive time differently, in different archetypal ways. Jung gave more of a left-brain definition of the archetypes of the collective unconsciousness, Carl Jung. And a lot of people have studied Jung and understand that these archetypes are truly universal. It's like a universal language. They're all through religious ritual structures, governmental constitutions, cultural artifacts as far as design motifs and architecture and on pottery. And, you know, there's different patterns that are truly universal. And at the same time, there are processes of consciousness that are archetypal regarding the perception of time, which is more like the right hemisphere thinking is more temporal-oriented and audio-oriented, just like the left brain, left hemisphere of the brain is more visually-oriented, you know, pattern recognition in terms of left brain linear logical letter of the law, whereas the right brain is more audio, related to audio, which is nonlinear. Audio is more related to the temporal rhythms rather than the visual patterns. There's temporal patterns, like with the patterns of sound and harmonics that are more non-linear, you know, like the feeling rather than the thinking, the linear. And, of course, we think in images and symbols of associative feelings. Feelings more, and you know, again, right, more right brain dominant, and more related to the understanding of the concept of time and how we perceive time, and left brain again, more so in how we perceive space and spatial reasoning versus emotional intelligence is more right brain oriented, and of course, women tend to have more emotional intelligence than men do. And men tend to be more left-brain dominant and more linear, logical, and less emotional. And, of course, the idea for all of this is to basically have enough heart coherence that we have mind congruence, that there's a balance. And as studies have shown and I referred to, there's no real mind congruence unless there is heart congruence. Otherwise, people dissociate from the whole field, the holistic field of harmony and balance, and become compartmentalized in their thinking with a linear, logical, left-brain letter of the law, which virtually killeth the spirit of the law, and more of a right-brain, holistic, non-linear frames of reference. So this is kind of a background I wanted to go into before I go into the article today, which is, again, this understanding of how we're at a flashpoint in the evolution of consciousness in global humanity right now. And this is towards, you know, like the waking up, wising up and rising up of kind men among mankind, which is this principle of kindness or the rise of the divine feminine, and a balance of the inordinate love of power of, you know, the old patriarchy with more of an ordained power of love, with more of the spirit of cooperation and win-win, which is the spirit of the Aquarian dispensation of freedom in love. And it's something I talk about on the show quite often, and this is where we are and where we're going. So I wanted to give this a little bit of a background. I was going to go into more in the astrology, psychology, which has been really unique this last week, and why I even picked the subject of Flashpoint in the evolution, revolution, revelations that's going on in global humanity right now. There's a mass waking up, wising up, rising up. And a keynote at this time with the astrology, psychology at this time is, when I say flashpoint, it's like there's a rarefied energy that's been going on this last week. Some people are more sensitive than to others. It's like the principle of homeopathy and acupuncture. It's working with the subtle energy fields of the body, but can be very dramatic with healing and wholeness and healing, and blessing and sealing, you might say, of consciousness with principles that are truly universal regarding the field. The field of consciousness, you know, between the ears, the field of global consciousness as far as the morphogenic fields of the Earth and how it resonates with deep space energies of the cosmos, and is stepped down through the harmony of the spheres, the harmony of the spheres as far as the planetary systems. Each have their different frequencies, and they all resonate together with geometric aspects referred to as geometric order divinity. You know, in astrology, psychology, it's referred to the trines, the sextiles, the opposition squares. And this has been a very dynamic geometry, you might say, order of divinity, been triggering a lot of waking up this last week with this full moon in Sagittarius here several days ago, and it was just yesterday we had the, and we're still feeling the energies of the summer solstice here in the northern hemisphere. Of course, it's winter solstice in the southern hemisphere, but here in the northern hemisphere, we're having the longest day of the year yesterday, and there's an energy right now, you might say, that's peaking in the northern hemisphere. And the energies are waning, have been waning, although the days are getting longer now in the southern hemisphere. The days in the northern hemisphere are now getting shorter in towards winter. But there's a stark, you might say, polarization going on in the energy fields of the Earth, north and south. Of course, on the equinoxes, you know, there's equal, you know, in the spring equinoxes and the fall equinoxes, the days are north and south are about the same because the axis of the Earth is equally facing the sun in our year cycle. And of course, when these energies shift like this, more and more people are becoming aware that, you know, we are in the universe and the universe is within us. And that as above, so below, as within, so withal, you know, the as above, so below, we understand, you know, that the energies of cosmos affect consciousness on Earth as it is in heaven or is in cosmos. And as within, so withal, we're beginning, there's more and more understanding of that the laws and the language of consciousness that affect one individual are affecting all individuals. You know, we're basically all subject to, you know, the field, the collective field with astrology, psychology, the field of energies around us, you know, the people we're with, their energy field, their consciousness field. There's a blending. Whether you're talking to somebody on the phone or in a room full of people, there's energies, subtle energies in the field that affect consciousness. And this is the understanding that is shaping the new American Revolution worldwide in terms of we're talking about the fields within fields and social networks and social consciousness is a global phenomena with the computer internet revolution worldwide. People are waking up to with extraordinary access to knowledge, power, and the potential for wisdom. And when I say potential for wisdom, again, unless there is heart coherence, we don't come into collective social congruence if there's tension in the field, if there's anxiety in the field, and there's a lot of that in the world today. And of course, the deep state mainstream media is it seems that they're intent on creating anxiety and tension in the collective field of the collective consciousness, so they can create and manage that tension in a way that they can consolidate or shape in the direction of the dialectic, you know, the deep state agenda, which is a general rule, is maintaining the status quo. But the divine destiny, of course, global humanity, is a process of coming into unity, just as the founding fathers in the United States of America back in 1776, the whole spirit of, you know, coming apart and becoming a separate and, so to speak, chosen people with a representation process of, by, and for the people rather than of, by, and for the corporate crown government model of taxing Americans and usurping the independence of Americans for basically a slave colony that serves England. Well, you know, the whole world then copied the model pretty much of representative government, but we have seen with the privatization of the public commons, we've seen over the last couple hundred years, we've seen how the public interests and what's best for the public has been co-opted by, or you might say privatized by, the corporate model, which is serving stockholders rather than the public at large. In other words, whenever profits are at stake, you know, the shareholders come before the public. And this is the understanding of corporatocracy or the corporate model at the expense of social conscience and representation of what is best for all through what we call the Bill of Rights, you know, the freedom of speech, assembly, petition, government, and how representing the public and the public's interests rather than special interests, powerful special interests that have a vested interest in concealing, wasting, and destroying conscious, abundant social conscience so they can maintain a scarcity of conscience with compartmentalized divide-to-conquer thinking. And this requires, you know, what they call management by chaos or the dialectic, you know, creating and managing crisis, you know, war, chaos, tension, anxiety, so that if they're in control of the mainstream media and in control of the narrative, they can shape collective consciousness with virtually a mind-control agenda known as the Matrix, or New World Order agenda, or whatever. But the alternative to that, and of course the solution to that problem, is pure intention that focuses attention with love retention for conscious ascension in the fifth dimension, which is law of one, comprehension. The law of one, you know, at-one-ment, atonement as at-one-ment, basically the principle of E Pluribus Unum on the Great Seal of the United States, which means out of many, one, or unity and diversity. Social networks, now we have the capability with technology such as hardware, whereby, again, 100 or 1,000 or a million people can respond to the same program at the same time without creating noise and more importantly, creating congruence in the collective consciousness with heart coherence. So more heart for more smart, you might say. And that brings me to the subject of today. And this is again referencing a perceptual window in the quantum field from June 17th, you know, about 5 days ago, when the full moon was conjunct Jupiter in Sagittarius, which is like a cosmic fire trigger for enlightened cognition. And that was that 5 days ago with that full moon conjunct Jupiter and Sagittarius, that energy triggered a lot of people. A lot of people went through, there's been a lot of stuff being, you know, shaken up in the collective consciousness with that full moon. And Jupiter in Sagittarius is a very expansive educational, religious, philosophical spirit of enlightenment. And again, some will get it, some won't. You know, depends where a person is with their own personal astrology, psychology, soul contract, or whatever. This all relates to everyone's soul contract is different. You know, they came in different times with different astrology, psychology, different families, different communities, different cultural contexts. And this is all according to cosmic laws. When you get into soul contracts, you know, there's a divine destiny to each soul at each time. But to be in embodiment at this time, it's an amazing time in the world where things are moving very fast. It's very exciting for a lot of people that basically get high on life, you know, like skiing down a hill that's very steep and you're moving fast and you're kind of losing your balance, catching your balance, and there's like a thrill to be alive at this time for some people. Other people, they're just slugging through, you know, the effluvia. Different people, different times, have different karmic cycles with their soul contracts, their initiations, their testing in the world. But as a general rule, the Earth is going through a lot of accelerated change very quickly right now. And there's principles that are guiding, you might say, the evolutionary, the conscious evolution, revolution, revelations that are coming through mostly independent truth tellers on the internet, because the corporate mainstream media is more like lowest common denominator programming, of where things are at. But a lot of people are waking up with alternative news that is basically exposing new dimensions of consciousness, you know, higher dimensions of consciousness. I refer to the high state, you know, a high United State, U.S., the United Sovereigns of Earth, U.S., the new us. And there's what's going on the Earth right now is a parallel. I've talked about this the last several shows. I've referenced this understanding that the whole Earth is going through what the United States was going through back in 1776, and this relates to Pluto in Capricorn has gone around a full cycle and is back to the same point and affecting the whole Earth, just as it was the same point during the American Revolution. Pluto transits very slowly. It has a very large cycle of hundreds of years, and like I say, it's back at the same point. And the keynote at this time is like Benjamin Franklin at the 1787 Constitutional Convention. I mean, this is when the American Revolution was fulfilled with their horse and buggy representation system. And what he said at that time was, either we all hang together or most assuredly we will all hang separately. In other words, they were trying to ratify the Constitution, and this was actually before the Bill of Rights was ratified. And this understanding of at this time, we have an initiation going on globally that, again, we're at the same point. Either we all hang together globally, or most assuredly we'll all hang separately. And we're looking at how our horse and buggy representation system from a few hundred years ago can now be updated with space age, communications age, internet communications technology for interactive mass-to-mass telecommunications, teleconscience, telecare, holistic health, telecommerce, as a global village, you know, the family of mankind in a global village. You know, this is what we're on the cusp of. So I'm talking about, you know, introducing a big picture overview of the problem and the solution. And the astrology psychology that's going on right now, and been going on this last week, there's very unique, I could go into it probably for a half hour, then details and aspects of it. But there's a lot of polarization going on, just like there's a polarization north and south between the longest day and the shortest days of the Earth. There's a lot of creative tension going on in the collective consciousness. regarding the deep state patriarchal institutions that do not want change. They want to maintain the status quo into the future. And then you've got the high state understanding of the solution as far as an upgrade of patriarchy with more of a with more of a rise of the divine feminine energy, you might say, more of matriarchal principles that are more cooperative than competition, than competitive, more win-win rather than win-lose. And this is, of course, the global solution, you know, to how we can all get along together by involving and evolving our individual and collective talents and resources with cooperation rather than having this endless war insanity, which has everybody, you know, in a high state of anxiety so that they surrender their sovereignty to deep state tyranny. So you might say that if it wasn't for the deep state, we would take the high state for granted. I mean, and I have an infographic in the narrative of the show today from the post I just did on this Flashpoint subject. And that can be found at, and will be in the show notes before the podcast. It'll go out here in a couple days. But you can go to heartcom.org/flashpoint.htm. Now, as I'm going through this narrative, you can get you can follow along with it, or like I say, in the future with the podcast, you can pause it and watch the videos. I've got about 7 videos in this narrative. I'm just giving a brief overview, and of course, I'm off script for the first part of the show. I'm pretty much off script. I'm going into it now, more of this understanding of how life is so ironic. It takes, I mean, this idea of polarization. You know, we appreciate the light because of the darkness. If it wasn't for the deep state, we'd take the high state for granted. I mean, it takes sadness to know happiness. It takes noise to appreciate silence. And it takes absence to value presence, like the full presence of one's, you know, I am presence, one's connection with source, you know, all that is real, you know, the gathering of the tribes of is real, you know, the understanding of, we appreciate the outer net, you know, the internet from the perspective of the internet. This is spiritual science. It's the path, the understanding of the Tao and the yin-yang and pleasure, pain, loss, gain, fame and shame are all the same name of the game for eternal progression, conscious ascent. And it's like, on one hand, you have how bad things are, you know, the state of disunion and political corruption on steroids. And the other side of the coin is how good things are, you know, the high state of union for, you know, global homeostasis and healing, unity and diversity. And, you know, again, we live in this world, a 3D world, where the understanding of 4D in time, you know, the in more of the unified field, you know, temporal associations is coming, it's becoming more of the language of consciousness that people can understand, you know, the space-time relativity, you know, the how they're both relative, but and of course the idea is relative to what, and it's a process of conscious evolution and evolutionary ascent of consciousness that is, of course, the name of the game of eternal progression, conscious ascension. So the article is going to be discussing today, and I'm not going to have the chance to go through all of this, but I'm going to give a brief overview. I get into some controversy here, you know, so people can get out of their comfort zone and look at some of the cause and core issues. And a lot of people I know are on vacation, and some people just don't want to go there as far as understanding cause and core problems and situations in the world. They just as well be on vacation or enjoying the weather, you know, hiking out in nature, and I support that fully. But there's other people that, you know, it's different people at different times. Some people are more interested in kind of a Ripley's Believe It or Not, you know, what's really going on in the world that is outside the box of conventional thinking, to get more of an insight on where things are going. You know, the evolution of consciousness on Earth and where we're going. I love the quote by Rumi that says, "The ego is a veil between humans and God." And what's going on the planet right now, you might say, is lifting of the veil. We have the veil is, you might say, the veil is thinning, the sense of separation between the human and the divine. And if you boil down the systemic chaos in the world to its root cause, you'll find the deep state egoic matrix that will just do anything for survival of its inordinate love of power at the expense of the 5D high state, the ordained power of love. And again, you might say the bridge between 3D and 5D is 4D. You know, the understanding of the fourth dimension is time, and is in a more of a spherical consciousness, right brain, temporal frame of reference for perceiving feelings. And it's like high self-esteem is the feeling about yourself, like high self-image is how you see yourself in a high way. So taking the highway, whether it's left brain or right brain, is understanding, you know, with high self-esteem and high self-image, basically, you know, your filters for reality from a higher perspective. And this is, again, transcending the ego. And, of course, the word ego means I am, but it's like the small ego, you know, is like the little me, and the large ego, the higher self, the real self, the Christ self, is like the I am that's a mediator between man and God. So this is back to the theme, you know, of we're on the cusp of conscious evolution, revolution, revelations, and things are moving very fast right now in the collective conscious of global humanity, and we're coming into unity because of the communications technology. You know, the word community means with unity, and communications means come into unity. And so these communication networks that we call social networks are basically collective fields of consciousness, and we can talk about religious communities or political communities or education communities. I mean, all our social, political, and economic institutions, there are social networks, community networks that deal with them. You have general social networks like Facebook or LinkedIn, you know, where you can connect with people of the same interests. But people of the same interests in different social networks, you know, they have different communities. And how we come into unity is what defines real community versus pseudo-community or virtual community. And most of what we have these days, when people are referring to communities, it's like local or global, they're virtual communities. It's like people don't sit on their front porch anymore and wave to their neighbors going by and connect with them on a regular basis as much as we used to. It's like people are living in their own worlds and there's a sense of separation. And the communications media with smartphones and the way people are in touch with computers is altering our understanding of unity or community, and the process of communications is reinforcing the sense of separation, and we're all hanging separately more so rather than culturing unity and diversity for a real community. So this gets back to, you know, to the issue of how are we moving from solution from problem to solution. And I love the quote by Henry David Thoreau where he says, "There are 1,000 hacking at the branches of evil to one who is striking at the root." So if you think about it, the root of all evil is the absence of love. Of course, God is love and is forgiving. So the spirit of forgiving, the spirit of love that is interactive, you know, unity and diversity, is what transcends the root of all evil, which is kind of a divisive disconnect from cosmic universal love. And this understanding is really foundation to the understand where things are going. The understanding of, you know, how the leaders of tomorrow will love enough to be very good truth tellers. And you're today finding a lot of young people, millennials, who are brilliant and telling the truth, more truth, in a very condensed fashion than adults of my generation have done previously. And there's some brilliant young people that are providing videos every day, every week. The videos that are coming out are amazing, and I've included several of them on the in the content. Will be in the show link with the podcast. And one of them in particular is by this guy. I call him a kid. He may be 20 something, named Tom Berry. How America blew $7 trillion on 80 different wars since 9/11. And you can watch that video and the link. But, you know, basically the understanding is that the United States has been at war in the Middle East for 18 years. And we are fighting a shadow war called Operation Enduring Freedom, also called Operation Freedom Sentinel, in 80 different countries. And the video goes into it in a very short, I think it's about 10 minutes long, in a very condensed, being the history of this, the story of this, and how these wars are being fought over oil resources, and millions of people have died, and the U.S. has impoverished its citizens by spending $7 trillion on war when that money is desperately needed at home in America. One out of six Americans live in poverty, and half the country can't afford a $500 emergency. Veterans are committing suicide in record numbers, and there are 500,000 homeless Americans living on the streets. Other figures say there are as many as a million people living out of their cars and on the streets in America. So this is kind of crazy. I mean, George Carlin, you know, the famous comedian, said, quote, "When you're born, you're given a ticket to the freak show, and when you're born in America, you're given a front row seat." And so I won't have time. I'm going to have to do a wrap to go through the rest of this. You can read it on yourself. Like I say, there's seven videos. I referenced one of them that you can watch to give more insight on this process of a conscious evolution, revolution, revelations, you know, the flashpoint, you know, how it's happening. There's a lot more people waking up. The Schumann resonance of the Earth is changing because of deep space energies or spikes in the Schumann resonance. So these spikes create, you know, more people waking up, more people's soul contracts are being triggered. They're waking up to their soul contract, you know, basically their divine destiny. They're the highest and best use of their talents and resources, what I call spiritual real estate. People are basically getting congruent with their divine destiny because they're becoming more heart coherent. They're getting in their heart. They're tuning into their highest and best purpose. And I give kind of an orientation of the dynamics of this process, this waking up, you know, the need for election reform in America and the world, and how Heartware, this interactive interface for global interaction, will make this possible to provide an upgrade of our horse and buggy representation system with real-time interactive communications, like I say, with three numbers in sequence that you can punch in on your smartphone or the alphanumeric keyboard or your computer, and basically interact on a real-time basis with 100, 1,000, or a million people at the same time without creating noise, but and more importantly, creating a unified field of consciousness that you can see how people are coming together or not so much. So this is my story. I'm sticking to it. I can't think of anything better to do. Thanks for listening. If you've listened this far, I kind of, you know, went kind of far out with the astrology, psychology for some of you at the beginning. Others, there's a lot more that you can go into with people like Kai Pacha, New Paradigm Astrology, He has a weekly video that he does. And I want to thank you for listening. Happy trails. Until we meet again, hold the vision, keep dancing, keep the faith, see the good, make it so. Loves you much. We'll see you in a couple weeks. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.